You're listening to Rabbi Arya Wolbe, Director of Torch, the Torah Outreach Resource Center of Houston. This is the Jewish Inspiration Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final of the 48 ways, way number 48, which is Va'omer Davar B'Shem Omro, one who says things in the name of its source. It's so important. Don't take Torah you learn from others. Don't take wisdom you learn from others and make it your own. What does that mean? Don't take the credits for it. If you learn it in the Ramban, say it's the Ramban. If you learn it in Rashi, say it was Rashi. You heard it from a student. Who is the student? You heard it from a rabbi. Who is the rabbi? Attribute the proper reward to the source. Make a list of things that you quote and know where you got them from and give credit, right? There are great things that I've heard over the years from various personalities. So you remember Paul Harvey was his name? He was a bright man, said great things. Right. Now you know the rest of the story, right? And he was good. He had really great insights. So we can quote him and take the credit as if we're the genius. Or we can not quote him and take the credit, or we can quote him and it doesn't take away. Here's the amazing thing. It'll never take away. No one's going to come to your lecture and say, oh, it was the Ramban. You're a nobody. The Ramban was somebody because he knew what he was talking about. And you, what do you mean? Right? No one discounts it because you said the source. On the contrary, don't be worried about it. Which is what the last piece of information here is. You don't have to hold on to all the glory that it's you. Nothing's going to be diminished by you giving the proper credit. Tools for living are more valuable than any car, than any stereo, than any trip around the world. Acknowledge the debt of the wisdom that you get important tools for living. Acknowledge it. It's very, very important. It's more important than anything else. Someone told you how to budget. Someone taught you how to budget. It helps you throughout your entire life. You can give them credit. It's more important than the car that you buy, which is funny, because the car we buy, everybody wants to make sure that the Lamborghini symbol is right on it. That they want to attribute credit to. If you downgrade the source of your wisdom, you downgrade the value of the wisdom. On the contrary, giving it the proper credit, giving it the proper attribution is very, very important. When gratitude to others breaks down, then so does society as a whole. Which, in fact, by the way, it's interesting that in media, they have to do that. Otherwise, they'll be sued. If CNN is quoting something from Fox News or vice versa, they have to write the credits on the screen. Source, Fox News, source, CNN, or source, NBC. They have to write that because otherwise, it's theft. It's plagiarism. We're not talking about, you're actually bringing their clip. It's not, that's actual theft. Copyright. That would be very problematic. That's what the Mishnah is telling us here. Mishnah is saying, doesn't belong to you. You can make it yours, but still give the proper credit. And the last thing that we need to mention about this is that what would you think if this was you? If you tell someone an idea and they quote your idea, but they don't give you any credit for it, how awful would that feel? Excuse me, here you are. You're taking all the credit like you're this brilliant person and none of it is yours. That's not fair. So the Torah is reminding us, yeah, it's very important. We learned 47 ways about wisdom, about life, about tools to maximize every aspect of life. Brilliance. Don't forget your source. So with that, I want to give a proper attribution to the Torah that I learned in these 48 ways. It started with me listening and learning from the teachings of Rabbi Noach Weinberg. Rabbi Noach Weinberg was the modern day revolutionary who took these 48 ways and made them practical. And he took each and every one of these ways. You can find his classes on aish.com. You can find them all over the internet, on YouTube, where he actually taught these classes. And I took many other sources as well, like Rashi and the Rambam and the Bartanura and many other sources, and put together my own formula so that I own it. But I want to attribute a great debt of gratitude to Rabbi Noach Weinberg, who really was the inspiration behind me ever investing in these 48 ways. And they've assisted in my personal growth, and I believe in many others' personal growth as well. So, my dear friends, thank you very much for joining me in this journey of the 48 ways. And for those of you online, thank you so much for your patience listening to these podcasts and waiting for each one of them to be uploaded at their own time after proper editing. And for those of you here at the Torch Center, thank you so much for being a great inspiration for me to review this and to prepare new information constantly in these 48 ways. And hopefully together we will continue to climb the ladder of wisdom and knowledge and become the greatest people we can possibly become. Thank you, and Mazel Tov to each and every one of you on this conclusion, to each and every one of us on this conclusion of the 48 ways. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. That's right. We should become stronger and stronger. And hopefully what we say after finishing each segment of Torah, we say, Hadran Alach v'hadra chalon. I'll come back to you and you'll come back to me. And what we do is when we finish a tractate of Talmud, we say, we're not done. We're coming back. We're going to be reviewing this again, but we need you to come back to us as well so we can gain that clarity and that wisdom as well. So hopefully this will be a fruitful relationship moving forward. So thank you all very, very much.
You've been listening to the Jewish Inspiration Podcast, a Torch production. Become a supporter at torchweb.org because your assistance enables more Torah learning around the globe. To find more lessons offered by Torch, please visit torchpodcasts.com.